The radio frequency radiation work that we did was supported by Motorola. The relationship was really very cordial and very stress-free, but only up until we started generating data. These folks were very, very upset and began to talk about how are they going to handle this, what sort of spin can we put on this, what can we expect from this. And from that point on, the relationship changed. What we saw was that Motorola began to exert more and more control over the work, telling us what to do, telling us how to write abstracts, what to say in the abstracts, what to say in the papers, how to do the work. No, don't do this. Yes, do it this way. This was unacceptable. I had completed our study of DNA damage, and I submitted the final report to Motorola. They simply weren't willing to accept my interpretation of my study, my evaluation of my study, my knowledge of science at that point, and tried to urge me not to publish the study.
We were made aware of health complaints following installation of smart meters, and we wanted to verify this using our field work. So in our first slides, what we see is normal cells, and the structure of the cells is intact and sound. This is what we would expect from a normal sample. So after 2 minutes of exposure in front of the smart meter at about 1 foot away, we see a totally different story. Sample one, you can see a lot of degradation in the cells. The cell walls have been broken, and you see changes in the cells, which are called mycoplasma. It shows a mutation to the cell. In the second sample, we see a different type of degradation to the cell membranes. You can see a corrugation here. This is called bottle cap formation, and it's known that this occurs due to oxidation or exposure to free radicals. So this third subject, when we did her sample, she had to be pulled away from the meter after 45 seconds because she complained about a increasingly severe headache. And here you see a phenomenon called rouleau, where the red blood cells are stacking up, which makes it very difficult for the blood to deliver oxygen to the tissues as they would be their normal function. Every single one of these is a degradation. Every single one of these shows a trauma to the blood cells, and that came from something, and the only variable was the smart meter. The good news in all this is the patient and the blood can return to normal once they have been removed from the influences of these stressors.
Cancer is not the main concern that I have. I'm really concerned about sperm count and about effects on pregnancy.
How many of you know that last year the birth rate in this country dropped the most that it ever has in recent history? 3% in a single year.
Usually sperm swim and they swim straight. But if you expose them to radio frequency, mobile phone waves, they swim in a circle.
This is a measure of vitality. We measure how well the sperm swim. This is a measure of mobility, motility. This is a measure of mitochondrial DNA damage. They have 3 times as much damage on their DNA if they have been exposed to mobile phone radiation.
In the ovaries, the eggs do not have that protection, so they are at maximum risk from radiation. And for the first month or so, you wouldn't even know you were pregnant. You wouldn't even be taking precautions. That is the main danger area.